right, so here's the deal. I'm looking up. I have to go a little bit of a history dive here. Because in order to do this properly, you have to go look. You have a thing called Google, right? It's an important little feature on your computer. You can go find all sorts of information. And so when you see information that you know is just garbage, you can look at it and say, yeah, that's not right. That's not right. So, for example, I've got a comment here from a professor at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. And he says, looking at Dorian and these other storms and hurricanes, these are man-made events caused by global warming, which is weird because when you have a big, deep freeze set in, like we had a couple of years ago, big cold snap, that's just weather. But a big hurricane, well, that's global warming and that's climate change. I mean, come on. Climate change explains everything. Sure it does. But I want you to hear this from this this person that's teaching young people about the world, that these storms are man-made, which is incredibly ridiculous. But here you go. It's bite number 9. Go.
Professor Yannick, you have said that the Caribbean is ground zero for the climate crisis. And I want to say in the nonstop coverage in the networks, and of course it should be nonstop coverage of what's happening with this hurricane, there is almost no mention of climate change.
Yes, well, good morning, Amy. Good morning, Juan. Thank you for having me again. The truth is that these storms that are hitting the Caribbean with this intense magnitude are historic, unprecedented, and these storms are man-made storms.
Man-made storms, they are. I mean, come on. The foolishness is incredible here. Okay, so as you look at hurricanes, you go back to the deadliest hurricane in American history, happened in Galveston, Texas, 1900. As many as 12,000 people died in Galveston when they said that the bay was dry. They couldn't figure out what was going on because the bay had been pulled out by the storm, and then the storm surge came. Thousands of people were killed. You can look back historically at hurricanes that hit the Carolinas and Georgia going back 100 years, 200 years, giant storms, when we couldn't measure the same as we do today. Couldn't measure the same as we do today. The most destructive hurricane in history based on real dollars, not adjusted for inflation, of course, Hurricane Harvey. And the other thing you have to take into account when you look at these storms, there are far more people here than there was, say, in 1935 in the giant Labor Day weekend hurricane that hit Florida that was more powerful than Dorian. You can go back through time and find these storms. It's a historical fact. These storms have some seasons that are more productive than others. And you can go all the way back to hurricanes, a hurricane in 1898 that hit Georgia, made it all the way to Atlanta. You can look up the great hurricane of 1780. You know, these giant hurricanes, that one hit the United States. It was a giant monster. The rain bands from that hurricane extended all the way to the Great Lakes region. Think about that, how big that storm was. The rain bands extended all the way to the Great Lakes when the storm came in along the Carolinas. And yet you have a professor like this who is so obtuse that she believes these are man-made storms. How is that even possible? Was man making storms back in 1780 and 1900 and 1935? It's incredible and mind-blowing to believe that these people actually conceive of the fact that there was no time before them. They are so arrogant. They believe two things. Number one, they believe that man is responsible for all of these things, giving man more credit than he deserves because we cannot turn up the thermostat or turn it down. And then believing that all of these storms that occurred previously, you know, were just less important and less intense. 27,000 people died in the hurricane, the great hurricane of 1780, for example, coming through the Caribbean before slamming into the United States, hitting the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Bermuda, the Lesser Antilles. This was a giant storm, but we have no way to go back and measure such a thing. Because we didn't have the technology then we have today, clearly. We didn't have Hurricane Hunter airplanes. We didn't have you know, reporters standing on the beach telling you how terrible and dangerous it is while they stand there and stuff flies by. We didn't have 24-hour weather service telling us exactly what's going on all the time. You couldn't flip to Weather Nation and say, hey, look what's going on here and look at the pressure. You didn't have those assets. You didn't have storm chasers at the front of these storms, and you didn't have photography, and you didn't have video. And so, well, these storms are the worst there's ever been. No, not true. In fact, I would hazard a guess that storms that we have seen have been strong and powerful, and Dorian did incredible damage to the Bahamas and left more than 20 people dead, and I appreciate that. But the fact of the matter is, over time, there have been bigger storms. And bigger storms will still come in the future. Is that your fault or mine because I drove to work today? I don't believe so. Global warming is certainly real. We know that. Global warming is a cyclical event. And in fact, orbital variations of the Earth to the Sun, according to new studies out of the University of South Denmark and the China National Petroleum Corporation and others, say that it's orbital variation that impacts our weather. Oh, you know, but those were people that have a vested interest because they're petroleum people. Well, maybe. A lot of information out there. A lot of it's contradictory. I implore you to read. Don't accept what I say. Don't accept what they say on the Weather Channel. Don't accept what they say on the local news. Look for yourself. Read for yourself. Find out for yourself. You have a supercomputer in your hand called a smartphone, most of you. And you can find out a whole lot. You can find out a whole lot about what's going on. And don't trust professors that obviously have a biased narrative and a simpleton narrative and a simpleton view of the world. She is so obtuse, and she's teaching children. And because we send kids off to college who can barely function because they've been hovered on so much growing up. Just a bit of an aside there. It's Thursday on the Steve Cooper Show Sports, straight ahead.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.